Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Tom Asacker. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 9 years. He's the author of a number of books, including Opportunity Screams, including A Clear Eye for Branding, on and on. So many that I think I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. I'm going to have to get some people to do that, aren't I? Tom is one of our guys that we call on when we want to find out which way the marketplace is going and how we can get ahead of it. And he's here with a new idea today. This is a new book he's talking about, The Business of Belief. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Hey, Tom, The Business of Belief. Now, I was reading excerpts from your book, and I don't have, of course, it's not out yet, so I don't have all of it, but I like the part of what you say is here is you say that that it's the power, we have a powerful personal narrative, an evolving story of who we believe we are, how we believe we should behave, and why. And talk to us about why that gave rise to this book for you.
Jim, I've been watching the marketplace evolve. It is evolving in a particular direction if you can see this evolution that's taking place before your eyes. And more what I'm seeing is that this the old marketplace of persuasion is giving way to a new marketplace where different products, services, causes, ideas are being released that are perfectly aligned with who we think we are and who we want to be and what we think fits us. You know, I mean, you talk to friends of yours in the old days, you'd say, hey, did you watch that show last night? They'd say, oh, yeah, didn't you like watch such and such? Now you talk to people, did you see that show last night? What show? This.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Right.
You know, I've never heard of that show.
Because we got 500 channels on cable and everything else, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on, right? Because we have this liberation of this ability to choose and this freedom to choose, not just products and services, but messages, right? We have the ability to zoom in to particular messages now, as opposed to the old broadcast way of life that we used to live in, which gave us a certain mindset because we were all watching the same three TV channels. Now we have the ability to have our desires shaped in different ways, and that's why we've seen this explosion. Yes, the internet is part of that because it's taken down a lot of barriers like distribution and things like that. But it's really this our ability to choose things that are more well aligned with our values. That's what's caused this big explosion in the marketplace.
There's no question about it, and I completely agree with you, and I talk about this in the book that I'm working on right now, The Age of the Customer, which my audience has heard me talk about somewhat over the last year or so, and another word that you need to include in your belief, in your values discussion is community, because what I've been saying is that community is trumping demographic. In the three broadcast channel world that you and I grew up in as kids, that was a demographic world and a manipulation world. And in the world that we have today, it's not demographic, it's community, it's not manipulation, it's belief. And so I think you're onto something here, and this is what a lot of people who are in the marketplace today, especially a lot of small business owners, still don't get this. They still think that they're operating in that other universe, and there is a little bit of that universe still be going on, but it's getting smaller and smaller, isn't it? The ability to manipulate and you know, that kind of thing.
Well, manipulation comes with lack of choice, right? The more choice there is, the less manipulation.
That's right.
So that's why the marketplace is evolving, because of the amount of choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're living in a totalitarian regime and they control, what you watch, what you see, the religions that you practice, it's easy to manipulate because they've eliminated all your choice. Once you throw choice in there, then the power of manipulation falls away rapidly, and that's what many large corporations are having a hard time dealing
hold on to that thought, Tom. I want to come back to that after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. 22, right back with Tom Asecker. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's all I've ever for mercy, if you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.